Hey guys, it's Jackie. How are you today? I can't believe I'm doing it, but I've just hit record, which was the hardest thing to do because it's so quiet. And an introvert like me is a little scared of the quiet. I've always got to have like YouTube or something playing in the background for background noise. And I'm still learning what noises can be recorded by the computer. I don't want it to accidentally like record. I don't know. I don't know. I went on a tangent. Okay. Anyway, this is the first Reddit Wednesday episode. We're going to see if my husband joins us in at a later time or if it's just going to be me. We're going to see what I do with this. But I wanted to go through some Reddits, see what's going on in the customer service world. Look here, this. It is a picture of a man standing in front of God, and God's checking his computer, and he says here you should be in hell, but since you worked at retail, we'll count it as time served. Oh gosh. Let's see what this post is all about. What really hurts? The boss chucks a set of keys at you. Kev didn't show again, he says. So I'm a key holder now, you ask. Does that mean I get more money? Not yet, he says. Let's see how you do on a trial basis first. Cut to a montage of you pulling a 6-day-a-week, 14-hour shifts, understaffed, serving and putting out stock, and opening and closing and doing pointless ROTAs, ROTAS. At home in bed. The music fades out. Now it's today. For today's the day you officially get promoted. You can feel it. Then you turn the corner and you see Kev standing at the shutters. You're back, you ask him. Evidently, he says, holding his hands out. Give us the keys. It seems Kev and the manager are still best mates. You stumble home that night. You stagger into the road a few times. Your body is as confused as your mind. It misses the weight of the store keys like a phantom limb, and you feel guilty like you cut it off yourself. It wasn't that you didn't get the job, it's that you wanted it in the first place. That's what really hurts. What are you? A masochist? I think I said that right. What are you, a masochist? Then you remember that you need like rent and food and shit, and you can't help but think maybe you didn't try hard enough. Maybe if you did 7-day weeks and 15-hour shifts, Kev's friendship with the manager wouldn't have been enough to stop you getting promoted. No, sweetie, don't feel that way, huh? No, now it really hurts. But if you think that's bad, wait until they're both off and you haven't had a day off in 12 days. And when you complain, they threaten to let you go because you're still in your probationary period. And guess what? There's plenty more who'd be grateful for this opportunity. And do you know why it hurts? Really, really fucking hurts? They're right. I am so sorry. That seriously sucks. If you can, I would find somewhere else to go. Let's see. I'll do this. What on earth makes customers think this is an appropriate way to get my attention? I can and will ignore you until you use your words and treat me like a normal person. I will not answer to ps 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 like a goddamn animal. I haven't had ps 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 yet, though. That's weird. Let's see. Employer encouraged us hourly employees to do required tasks at home, off the clock. Isn't that not allowed? No, it's not allowed. You're not supposed to work at all, point blank, period, when you're off the clock. Nothing for a business. They added this new thing in our employee site that takes like 5 minutes of our time, and they said we can do it during our shift or we can do it at home if we forget at work, but it's required for us to do every day regardless. If you assign us a task and we end up doing it off the clock that you low key encourage, isn't that working off clock? We're not getting paid for that time. Even if it's 5 minutes, that 5 minutes will add up. Every single day we work to a significant amount. Plus, this isn't actually the only thing that they have us do off the clock. Maybe some people are going to think I'm being a stickler here, but I'm getting paid for my time. You know, honestly, yeah. You should be doing anything. Don't do nothing for your job or your boss or your company if you ain't clocked in, baby. Aunt Jackie says no. Aunt Jackie says no. Customer harassing me by pretending to be corporate. Oh my God, you guys. Customer harassing me by pretending to be corporate. I work for, and I had some fucker yell at me just because I asked if he needed help. He yelled, "Can you give me $1 million?" I said no. He didn't follow up with a laugh or anything and said I shouldn't ask him if he needs help and that I should ask if he needs assistance instead. It didn't sound like he was joking around. He also interrogated me how many days of work I missed and that he's from Ace Hardware. It turns out that guy was a liar. So this guy just interrogated this person, making them feel like, sorry guys, I'm spraying Lysol. So this guy just made this person feel like, oh, I'm from corporate and you shouldn't act that way. Holy shit. Fuck off, you. Like, wow. Ooh, this is an interesting one. My boss, who was always nice to me, is treating me differently because I went off sick. Basically, what the title says, I threw up multiple times, food poisoning. I have had that, and that is terrible. I wonder, it was so bad, you guys. If you have real food poisoning, my body just kept wanting to throw up, but I had nothing left inside of me. Like it, oh, I was finally taken. They finally got me to the ER and they gave me an IV and it finally stopped my body wanting to throw up. But that was like the worst. Ugh. 10 out of 10, do not recommend. I threw up multiple times and didn't sleep at all, so I called in sick. I got a message after calling, being asked to still come in anyway because they needed me due to being short-staffed on the day. And I felt bad, but I apologized and said I absolutely would not be in because I was in such a terrible state. Good, because I remember how I was, and that was horrible. You especially don't want this person near the food, no offense. Ever since, she has been very cold towards me and has had a bad atmosphere around her in general. It's like a miasma of miserableness, and I'd like to say something about it to her, but I'm not really sure how to go about it. Before this, she was very nice and kind to me, and we would often chat. Not anymore. So, I still suggest you have to talk to her. You definitely have to talk to her because you don't want to be in an uncomfortable work environment. I promise you, that is not good for your mental health. It won't be good for hers. I don't think that she's right in kind of giving you the cold shoulder. Because you were sick, as long as you were actually very sick and you wasn't at some concert, living it up. And depending on your record of call outs, you know, if you haven't called out and your record is pretty good, you need to talk to her. It just comes down to, hey, I just want to let you know that I can tell you're acting different towards me. And I am sorry if me calling out really. I don't know. You should not have to apologize. See, guys. See, now I need to leave this in because this is the recovering people pleaser in me, and I'm tr don't apologize for calling out, but tell her that the way that she is making you feel is wrong. I'm sorry. It was her job because they were short-staffed. She had to unfortunately find somebody. Honey, everybody is short-staffed, and it sucks. It sucks, and that's a lot of stress on managers, and I get that. But she has to remember she's a manager, you're on her staff, and she cannot give you the cold shoulder, and you guys have to have that open communication. So I hope you guys do talk it out. I hope that was good enough. I wish I could listen to you guys, like listening to Karens, watching them get arrested. I don't know why, because I'm a very non-confrontational person. I hate confrontation. But watching somebody get arrested that you know, normally this person was like raised never being told no, right? It's my way or the highway. My way or the highway. One of those I don't get paid enough for this shit moment at its finest. Ooh, hey, that is one of my posts that I put out. I want to hear about it. This is a bit of a long story, but worth it. I'm an assistant manager at a Nike store inside the mall. Our store is quite huge with two floors with different departments in addition to men and women's apparel. I was covering the women's shoe area that day, and this random asshat rocking a dress, shirt, and shoes shows up with his pizza face bimbo girlfriend rocking zits and caked on makeup that looks like moon craters. She starts complaining about how she bought a pair of running shoes online a month ago and that they were not her clink. They were not her clink? It says C-L-I-N-K. They were not her clink. Whatever that means. I told her she was more than welcome to return them at the store if they didn't fit right, or online if she preferred. She told me she didn't have them on her, so what the fuck do you want then? So she said, well, I don't have them. I asked what shoes she bought out of curiosity, and she showed me a picture of her purchase, confirmation on her email, only to find out that those running shoes were basketball shoes. She then grabs a random shoe off the display rack and starts trying to fit her foot inside. I kindly explained to her that this was display only, which was probably why she was struggling to put it on, and told her we can get her a pair to try on in her size. And she goes, yeah, I was wondering where was the other shoe. Didn't say anything to her and sent in a ticket notifying the stock associates to bring the shoe box out to the sales floor. Not even 5 minutes go by and she starts complaining that we were taking too long. I explained to her that we were really busy and short-staffed. As I said, everywhere's short-staffed. It's sad. See, everywhere's short-staffed and yet nobody's hiring, nobody's getting a job. Maybe if they started paying a living wage. Going back, didn't say anything to her and sent a ticket in notifying the stock associates to bring the shoebox out to the sales floor. Not even 5 minutes go by and she starts complaining that we're taking too long. I explained to her that we were really busy and short-staffed and to please be patient. To which she says, okay, like, why do you get it yourself? She said, okay, like, why don't you get it yourself? The shoe finally arrives and her boyfriend, who was checking out the men's section downstairs, comes back just in time. She complains once again that the shoe feels too tight. Her boyfriend says it's our fault and that we didn't make the shoes that live up to their expectations, and starts running laps around the sales floor in dress shoes to prove his point. Of all my years in the retail industry, I have never even seen anything bizarre like this before. I wish I was lying. Let's go back to Reddit. Oh, lovely. A customer threatened to punch us in the face today. She came in with her husband at the same time. Two girls left the store and set off the Sensormatic. So the other manager and I were looking over in the direction of the entrance to see what was going on. Then, as this lady walked past, I heard her loudly say to her husband, "They were fucking staring at us. You should have clocked them." It's funny because I literally didn't even notice her until she started shouting that. Then apparently she was walking around the store continuing to talk about how she hates people who stare and wishes she could punch them in the face. I hate it here. Should I quit? What do you think, guys? I started a new job at Domino's this week and yesterday was my second day. The work environment can get hostile. Yesterday, the manager and one of the delivery drivers got into a screaming match because the driver accidentally dropped off a delivery to the wrong address. The screaming went on for like 20 minutes with customers in the store, mind you. They could hear everything. And I'm just standing at the register, embarrassed to work for such a ghetto establishment. And on top of that, the manager got snippy with me because I was lost on what to do on the register and pretty much screamed at me in front of the customer at the register and accused me of not paying attention and walked off saying stuff like, I have to do other people's jobs. This shit is not rocket science. Ugh. Broski, I was paying attention. I shouldn't be expected to remember everything on my own the second day. This happened 2 times, and that also embarrassed me. I'm new. It's not my fault. I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway, should I leave? This is a part-time job. I do extra income. I was being berated in front of the customer. Red flag. I definitely think that, and I think you should, because that sounds like a very toxic job, because if that is actually your only second day, then your manager should not have acted that way at all. So I would say quit. If you can, I would highly encourage you to quit. Get out of there very fast, quickly. Oh my God, I'm going to end the night with this lovely gem. You looked bored, so I thought I'd give you something to do. Join a minute of pure bliss, a short duration of time where no customers are at my till, so I can relax my brain for a moment. There was no feeling greater than sitting at an empty till, and you just took that away from me. Why do customers always say this as well? Do they seriously think they're doing me a favor by giving me more work to do? I don't mind you coming to my till, but don't pretend you're making my day any better. Listen, you don't have to give us work to do. I promise you, we are doing enough work for the money you're getting paid. We're doing more than enough work. That's insane. Oops, it didn't scan it. It might be free. Ha 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 ha. Da, da, da. Thoughts on people giving merchandise to their babies to suck on. Are people out here giving babies and putting them back on the shelves? First post. I was recently reminded of something that happened around a year ago, and my annoyance was promptly renewed. So one day I'm walking around our store, and I spy a stuffed animal on the ground. Whatever. I pick it up, and it's moist. I recall 2 women walking around, and one had a baby on her hip. I also noticed that our tag was gone. The baby had sucked the tag off the stuffed animal. What? So I go find them and tell the woman that the baby had been slobbering on merchandise. And she was right at that moment gumming on another thing. She was gumming on another stuffed toy. Luckily, that one was silicone or rubber. The woman apparently didn't even notice until the baby dropped it as I was talking. She said, oh, I didn't realize she grabbed stuff. I picked the rubber thing up and asked, so are you going to buy these for her? No. And she walks off. I remember being pissed I couldn't be mad at the baby because, well, she's a baby, but I know where the stuffed animal was sitting. And she didn't just grab that. One of them gave it to her. And you know everything you hand to a baby is going to go in its mouth. I was just absolutely fuming and had to ask. Look, I'm not a mom yet, but I cannot imagine the amount of germs that would be on item inside of the store that multiple people have touched by that time. I would at least sanitize the toys first. Of course, yeah, that's terrible. Anyway, guys, I think that's all we have time for today. I hope you are having a wonderful day. I hope that you have a job that you are happy in, and if you don't, I hope you don't give up hope in finding that job. I hope you don't let anyone dim your light because there are some asshats out there.